fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, it is Tuesday, the 30th day of August, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to learn how to rappel and rock climb. Rappel and rock climb. That would be a really good thing to do. It's a very basic, fundamental skill, in my opinion. No, it's not for everybody. And it can be challenging. Be sure you get good quality instruction and get high quality equipment, because it is literally a matter of life and death when you're at the edge of a 50-foot cliff and are going over the edge with a rope or two to keep you from falling to your death. It's very important to have the right equipment and the right training. Okay, we have patient Lorena Green with my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced, probably the most advanced prepper I've ever known. I've known a lot over these years. And a great guy and a man about town. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much for the compliment. Even this morning, I just went out to the car, and I have 6 new quail. And apparently, one got knocked over and eaten last night. So it's like, okay, I know Mr. Raccoon. I'm gonna find your tail, and I'm going to feed you to the catfish first.
Right, right. Well, raccoons are they're carnivores, and they will eat your chickens, your eggs, your quail. They'll eat anything they can get their paws on, won't they?
Yes, sir. And I talked to this one lady from the Missouri Department of Conservation, and she said she's lost 4 flocks in 20 years. I'm like, where do you live? And she said, down by the river. And all of them have been taken by raccoons. And I said, you know, I love the little smart critters with the opposing thumbs, but I'm not spending all this money, time, and energy to feed these things. So they can either find a different location or they're going to be targeted very soon. And I know people say, yeah, I love to eat raccoons. It's like, are you going to have
great barbecue? Some of the best barbecue I've ever had was barbecued raccoon. You have to marinate it overnight to really know what you're doing, but it's a very tasty, tender meat. Well, Leon, we're going to be talking about the events of the day, and of course, how incorporating doTERRA oils into your life can help you achieve the goals you want to achieve. Now, since you and I talked last, Tucker Carlson has gone public. Finally, I was wondering for the past year or more than a year, if or when Tucker Carlson would go public with the demonstrable fact that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots kill people. Well, he finally did that Thursday night. Finally. Tucker Carlson is about as mainstream media can be, which probably alerted many millions of Americans that did not know before that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots are killing people, disabling people all over the planet. I look at that announcement by Carlson as a game changer. How about you, sir?
Yes, I saw something last night, but I didn't catch that. Well, that's good to know, and it's about time. And even Mike Adams is talked about how they're going to throw President Trump under the bus, former President Trump under the bus, and blame him for everything, saying, well, he did the Operation Warp Speed, medical people were forced to do this, you know, against all their ethics. And it's like, and Fauci's leaving in December, just before the onslaught of you know, the departure of a lot of these Democrats, but also with you know, trying to get away from it. But, you know, you can't do crimes against humanity and expect to say, well, ooh, I didn't know about it, so... Yeah, he was involved with AIDS and SARS and COVID. So he's just a persona non grata in the eyes of humanity. What people seem to accept. It's unbelievable that they've allowed him to be there for 40 years and do everything he's done. But this is just part of the evil and corruption of the world, especially in politics.
Well, unfortunately, Donald Trump was part of this. On one hand, on the other, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump got bad advice from scientists and doctors that he relied on as being the real deal. They're going to lay the blame at Donald Trump's feet, despite the fact that he acted on advice from the top scientists and doctors at the FDA and from the CDC and scientists like Dr. Fauci. So that's where this is headed, and it's headed there real quick. And Donald Trump has a very short period of time for him to mitigate and to come forth with the evidence that he was led astray, given bad information. And if he doesn't, he's done. His political career is over, and if he doesn't, it should be over. His complicity can't be denied. I was saying the spring of 2020 that these, in my opinion, the vaccines were already in the refrigerators, and of course they were. We now know, at least I know, that the vaccines were 6 years in development, not 6 or 9 months, but 6 years in development, and they were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. They were not experimental. They knew exactly what these vaccines were doing. There was no doubt whatsoever that they would cause infertility in women, cause spontaneous abortions in women, that they would cause death and myocarditis, where people's hearts are getting inflamed. They knew all these things. It was not an experiment at all, because they took 6 years to develop these things. Anyway, Leon, I'm hoping that Donald Trump will wake up and smell the coffee, go public with the fact that he was misled, and hopefully recover his reputation so he can move forward to help America in any way that he can. Leon, we got our first caller here. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello, John. It's the I read that book by Dr. Scott Atlas. I think that's his name, Dr. Scott Atlas. about, he was the one advisor, good advisor, medical advisor that Trump had, but he got overruled by the other ones. And what Trump did was he put Mike Pence in charge of that COVID task force.
That's right.
That was his mistake in the first place, was picking Mike Pence as vice president, but he did that. And then he put Pence in. So Pence was in charge, and then it was actually Burks was the one that made the decision. Fauci was in there, and Scott Atlas was in there, and he'd say something they wouldn't listen to. So, but responsibility, Trump, but he did, to his credit, he did not ever have a mandate and say you have to get a shot. So,
what was the title of the book, okay. John? What was the title of the book?
I can't remember the title of the book. Scott Atlas, Dr. Scott Atlas, is probably the only book he's written. It's okay. A pretty good book. But Trump, he has to come out and say, hey, okay, it was bad, because the whole world is admitting that it was bad now, so I don't know what he's waiting for. Okay, I'll let you go, though. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Don. And I believe the call number today is 512-248-8252. I hope it is. I don't know. We weren't able to use it yesterday. And it is. Yeah. It's 512-248-8252. We're probably broadcasting was off air over the weekend with technical issues. We had some remaining technical issues yesterday, but I believe they're all resolved now. Regardless.
The name of the book?
Go ahead, Leanne.
I found the name of the book is Dr. Scott Atlas is A Plague Upon Our House, My Fight at the Trump White House. It's on Amazon in the world. A Plague Upon Our House, My Fight at the Trump White House.
Okay, got it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I find it rather ironic that a number of school districts around the country, Leon, are still mandating that the children wear masks.
Yes, sir.
They're probably also real supportive of the clot shot vaccinations. I don't know that, but I would say that would be an expectation, wouldn't it?
Yes, and how controlling a lot of these teachers are. I mean, look how these are the same ones with the mindset of, we're going to do the transgender shows, and you can't tell your parents about it. And they're the same ones that are investigating. Do your parents have guns at home? I mean, you talk about out of boundaries and, outside their limitations. Even doctors aren't allowed to ask that question, but they still do, and there's no repercussions. So, it just blows me away how the hypocrisy of it all. And there was a glimmer of hope. I heard there was this one superintendent of school who got a $10,000 bonus last year, and he decided he donated that money to his 500 seniors that are graduating in May for all their applications, and he's going to leave any excess funds that are available for road trips so that some of these kids can actually go to some of the schools and see them before they go. So, not everybody in academia is even, but the ones
that
are
in No, most men and women in academics are there for the right reasons. These teachers' unions, however, have been taken over by the communists. I'm absolutely convinced of that. Anyway, Leon, we have elections coming up in just a few weeks, the first Tuesday of November, just about 2 months away. And I want to encourage all conservative Christian patriots to be registered to vote, to encourage their friends who are also conservative Christian patriots to be registered to vote, and to get these people to the polls, to help them with transportation, child care, whatever it takes, to get conservative Christian patriots to the polls the first Tuesday of November. Now, my friend Sam Andrews says the Republic is over, the Republic is finished. Well, in some respects, I agree with him. In others, we still have a chance to save it. We still have elections; still matter. Otherwise, why would we bother? But they still matter. They matter to the point where our opposition, who I call the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, are going to great lengths to manipulate and steal the elections. Well, there's been at least a dozen states, Leon, that have tightened up their voting procedures to have free and fair elections. That alone may be enough to push the U.S. Congress, the House of Representatives, into the hands of conservative Christians once again, and possibly the Senate. The Senate is still up for grabs. I'm not reading or seeing anything that says it could definitely go one way or the other. Are you, Leon?
No, sir, but if they're doing such a good job of tightening up the polls, and you know they're trying to do more things via physical ballot versus the diebold debacle of cheating, or even on their website at one time they would say, tell us the amount you want and we will give you precisely those percentages. And so with all of this motivation and inertia going momentum going that direction, you know, it just leads to the fact that the likelihood of a pre-election scare, false flag to occur that would justify us going into lockdown, or they roll out another, bogus pandemic, and monkeypox was not sufficient enough to go into lockdown, but some places in the world have. So, you know, something that's substantial, like how Steve Bannon talks about hemorrhagic fever, Ebola, and so that they'd go into martial law and say, oh, we're going to stay in until this is over, just like they, said 2 weeks for the, we got to flatten the curve. So it's just a bunch of poppycock in my eyes. If you know we have roughly 2 months to get on the ball and get yourself together, it just gives you dire motivation to get your preps together. And now, this isn't Y2K. If you already see that this is a structured, engineered collapse that they've been working on for years, and the evil power be have wanted to control humanity, and they're doing it through fuel and through food. And there's numerous quotes about how, by controlling those two, you control the people. And if you know about democide, in the last 100 years, over 200 million people have been killed by the government, not in wars, but through famine like they did in Russia in the 20s. And all the other machinations, how they've killed people in famines throughout the world, just through all of the techniques. And you can look that up. Look up the idea of genocide, and it'll show all the millions killed in Russia and China, and it just goes on the list, that were not wars with other countries, just the countries themselves killing the people. So they haven't changed. It's just incredible to hear how people think, oh, my government's behind me. And if that's the case, then you look at how many other people have been killed by other governments. And the more I'm learning about Eisenhower and how many Germans he allowed to die needlessly after the war, it just blew me away. And so, I really appreciate
it. Well, here's what Eisenhower did, and it was really, it was kept secret for many years for the most part. They had these pits dug in the ground that were probably 8 to 10 feet deep. And open to the sky, with no protection from rain or the elements. And the German soldiers were kept in these pits without proper food, without proper water, without proper sanitation. And they died by the hundreds of thousands. And the civilians nearby were not allowed to provide food or water. That's just... basically, it was Eisenhower's. Eisenhower hated the Germans. There's no two ways about it. He hated the German people. The majority of these soldiers were just guys who were drafted, really had no choice but to be in the German army because, they were drafted, conscripts. And it was a sad, it's a stain on America and a stain on Eisenhower's reputation. Here's our break. We get back, we're going to hear what the oil of the week is from Leon. Everybody stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
The invasion continues. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. 4.9 million illegal aliens that we know of have entered the nation since Biden took office. 900,000 were gotaways, who were seen but not apprehended. 56 known terrorists were captured in the 4 million aliens that were processed. So using the same ratio of terrorists to aliens, there were probably 12 or more terrorists in the 900,000 gotaways. In reality, that ratio is probably higher because criminals and terrorists don't want to be caught. Fentanyl is now 2/3 of the overdose deaths in America. 1,200 people have been found dead on the U.S. side of the southern border. At least a dozen terrorists roam free in our country. Tell me again how an open border is the humane thing to do. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am a doTERRA dealer, and there's doTERRA oils available at thelibertyman.com. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer, and I consider him an expert in the use of these oils. What is the oil of the week, Leon?
Yes, sir. It is lemongrass. And lemongrass is in the botanical family of grasses, Gramea, and it's distilled from the leaf. And so the primary uses of lemongrass are air pollution, airborne bacteria, carpal tunnel syndrome, cholesterol, cramps, Charlie horses, cystitis, or bladder infection, the diuretic, edema, fleas, frozen shoulder, gastritis, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's disease, hernia, both incisional and inguinal, improving vision, lactose intolerance, lymphatic drainage, mental fatigue, muscular dystrophy, paralysis, purification, strengthening the retina, sprains and strains, tissue repair, urinary tract infection, varicose veins, whiplash, as in ligaments and wounds. It's typically applied neat, that means without dilution, straight to the site. It is one of the more sensitive oils, so if you're worried about sensitivity, You can add a drop to a 1-to-1 ratio of that to a fractionated coconut oil or any kind of organic fatty oil like coconut oil, avocado, things of that nature. And you apply it directly to the skin. You can also diffuse it and inhale it directly. It's off. And you can also take it in capsules or use it in flavoring cooking. So, what's in it is that it's 80% of it. The doTERRAs is 80% of it, over 80% of it, aldehyde. And the remaining, the alcohol's geranol, and it has sesquiterpenes and esters, monoterpenes, and D-limonene. And so, the properties overall are it's analgesic, antibacterial, anticancerous, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, an insect repellent, revitalizer, sedative, tonic, and a vasodilator. So,
Oh, breathtaking. And that's all lemongrass, huh?
And yes, it's one of the cheapest oils we have at $12 a 15 milliliter bottle. And so I heard that recent commercial talk about it, that you can afford it. Yeah, you can buy gasoline with a pretty smell, but and it's dirt cheap. Just like you can have Doritos and plain white rice on your menu, and that doesn't mean you're going to get the benefits you're looking for. So when I hear people say, "Oh, it's too expensive," I'm like, "Well, do you like eating lead and benzene and all the other chemicals and Monsanto's glyphosate?" Like, no, I wouldn't do that. Well, if you get cheap oil, then 90% of it is already diluted or it is adulterated. Most of the essential oils are used for, or worldwide are adulterated. They're using for synthetic smells. And even the ones that are used in the natural pursuit, they dilute it so much that you're not getting the benefit. So when I hear commercials talk about it, it's like, wow, you know, you can get something dirt cheap, but there's not a benefit. And so doTERRA is unique in that on the bottles, you'll see a QR code, but you can take a picture of it and you can find everything that's in that bottle. And they do 2 oxide certified tests. So it is a important aspect. If you're going from medicinal, potent, and certified pure therapeutic grade, you have to have good stuff. You don't use the cheap stuff that you'd use for just spraying and we're putting it outside to get rid of mosquitoes. So lemongrass is phenomenal. They call it poor man's deep blue because it is very effective, and it's only 2.5 cents a drop. So it's dirt cheap. And I even over the weekend after that expo out at Marshville, I had somebody contact me, one of your listeners, and said, "Hey, what do you have for carpal tunnel syndrome?" And I said, "Lemongrass," right off the bat. And it is very effective in that capacity. And the other thing is with cancer. It's one of the few natural items that actually causes apoptosis, which is natural cell death. So when people have tumors, your cells are not supposed to last forever. And that's what cancer is. And so lemongrass, this dirt cheap oil, is phenomenal. So I had another person, this lady called me, her grandmother has ovarian cancer. And she said, "What do I use?" I said, "We're going to address everything. We're going to go with the World Without a Cancer book, and we're going to talk about Ty Bollinger, and we're going to give her access to everything in the arsenal." And so she said, "Yes, I want to do the oils as well." I said, "Great, this is what you do." And so this morning she wants to order all these oils: frankincense, DDR, damaged DNA repair, a complex, and lemongrass and ginger. And so we're going to do, she's going to get a kit, so she also has the other benefits, since her mother's going to the hospital, of having On Guard. That'll protect it from all the bugs in the death zone. So it is important.
That's a great oil tip of the week. We have a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Where to many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I know there's quite a few out there that would like to be my neighbor. There is a property. It was featured in Better Homes and Gardens as a feature article. Beautiful place. It's the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. Radiant heat on the floors. It's been a high-end bed and breakfast with an international clientele for a number of years. And it's for sale. Beautiful home. 40 acres of real estate surrounded by the national forest. You cannot have any neighbors close by. It's not possible because the national forest is not for sale. So check out the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road at my website. If you would like to be my neighbor, it's a beautiful property. Just get in touch with me. I'll make arrangements for you to take a look at it. And of course, energy cleaners. I'm getting a fresh batch later this week, most likely. Working with the manufacturer, I'm shipping out one today, and I still have some in inventory ready for immediate shipment, helping people get their lives back. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal at my website at thelibertyman.com, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Leon, our caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. Let's see. John, I don't doubt for a moment what you said about Eisenhower because, you know, it's like any other politician. In fact, they wrote a book called The Politician concerning Eisenhower. But in any event, if what he did was true, and if what you said about the German soldiers being in pits were true, allowed to starve to death, and we consider that to be the good old days, you know, that was about the time that I was born, Eisenhower was president. That was the good old days. And then we look at what's going on now. How can we, or how can anybody, and it's going to sound anti-American, I am not. How can anyone support a presidency or a military that we know has been involved in the atrocities that they've been in? Hiroshima and Nagasaki were Christian areas, the largest concentration of Christian Japanese people in all of Japan were bombed with no military targets. They were nuked by the Truman administration. So how can, this is just two instances of atrocities of war, and somehow this nation is a great Christian nation being led by, admittedly, murderers and genocidal maniacs that are killing people based on race. And if you look, there's going to be a bitter pill. What was Eisenhower? They were crypto Jews, and this nation put them on a pedestal, elected them to a presidency, has been indoctrinated. Prior to World War II, we're using the Bellamy salute when we saluted the flag, the Hitler salute. And if you look at who the Bellamys were, who Bellamy was, and also at the base of the Statue of Liberty, which I think is an oxymoron, you've got a portion of a poem from Emma Lazarus, who was an admitted socialist, talking about people longing to be free, poor huddled masses longing to be free, never saying that they would achieve freedom. Just send them here, and we'll continue to make sure that they're enslaved. I'd like to get your and Leon's response. I know it sounds hypercritical. Maybe it is, but I think it's justifiable.
I'm not sure what we're responding to. You were kind of all over the map with different statements there, John.
Well, Emma Lazarus, we look at the Statue of Liberty as a great thing. That's one thing you can respond to. The other is Eisenhower allowing German soldiers, who were nothing more than the American soldiers, they were drafted. They didn't want to be there any more than my father did, but he was there. Allowed to die, starved to death, would not allow them to be fed, and on and on and on.
Well, my response is these things happened, and there's a common belief of what happened during and after World War II, and then there's what really happened. There's a common belief in what the Statue of Liberty represents, and then the hidden meaning of the Statue of Liberty. That's my response. Leon, you got any response to John?
Yeah, I don't. I've heard some things about the Statue of Liberty. I'm not sure exactly. I just read about the Bellamy salute, and it was around in 19. They had pictures in 1915 and in the 30s, and so yeah, it was right hand salute, palm out, and so very eerily similar to the left-handed salute there, Heil Hitler salute, and so I did not know about that, and then I knew Eisenhower's bad, and then apparently he after was involved in eliminating one of our greatest generals, Patton. And you know, it was a long story, but I watched the video on how he was killed, and he was apparently in good shape before he got to the hospital, but did not make his trip home. And so, yes, when I see this, and I'd heard you talk about the Christian aspect of why they bombed those two cities, and I'm going to do more research on that. And if you know, John, is the name of the book on that, I'd love to know. But I know the synagogue of Satan is still alive and well. And regardless of what skin tone or what ethnic background, it's still evil. And so, you know, if the Masons, the Freemasons, and the Druids, which Churchill was, you know, they don't care about humanity, even though they put up a big charade. You know, evil is evil, and I don't care what race they are.
Well, so, the name of the book, Leon, is Infamy. The subtitle is Pearl Harbor and its Aftermath by John Toland. And one more instance, John, you know, Pearl Harbor was known in advance. Ralph Epperson has proven that.
Yes.
Kimmel and Short removed the aircraft and the ships from Pearl and were commanded to put them back, directed by Roosevelt to put them back. They took the blame from 1941 until 1990. These men's reputations were sullied. And in 1990, very few people know, their families received an apology and the records were expunged. But these generals, Kimmel and Short, took the blame for the effect of Pearl Harbor when they knew weeks in advance that it was going to occur. No preparations were made. Kimmel and Short were forced to put planes wingtip to wingtip so they could be sure they'd be destroyed. And 2,500 men died, all by the direction of this great guy, Franklin Danilo, whatever his name is, Rosenfeld. And it sounds like I'm not anti-Jew. I'm anti-synagogue of Satan Jew. And we're living the results, because back then people didn't have the information that we have now. Those that did, same thing went on. They were dead. Look what happened to the Lindberghs. They knew what was going on, and look what happened. Tie in the Titanic, which was not the Titanic. It was the Olympia. All of this stuff is known in history now, but it's not presented because people might figure out your country is not what you believe it is. We're being led by Satanists, John.
Okay, John, anything
thank
else?
Thank you both.
Okay, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. A friend of mine is friends with one of Franklin Roosevelt's granddaughters, and here's what the granddaughter says. The family's taking a lot of heat now that almost everybody knows that Grandpa knew about Pearl Harbor before it took place, if I can paraphrase what this young lady was saying, which, of course, he did. And what they did was they got the modern warships out of a port away safely away from Pearl Harbor. They left behind the older ships that they felt that could be sacrificed. The planes weren't parked wingtip to wingtip. They were parked in circles with the engines in the middle of the circles. You know what, Leon? Airplanes in 1941, just like airplanes in 2022, can't go backwards on their own power. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, they can't. We had a modern, state-of-the-art technology at Pearl Harbor in December 1941, something, a modern, brand-new invention called radar. Radar was turned off just before the attack. How about that? Guys went for a Sunday brunch and left the radar turned off. Of course, they were ordered to do so. And there's many, many other examples of the knowledge of the attack, when it was going to happen. In fact, the newspaper in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii printed news of the attack before it happened, ironically.
It's like the 1987, you know, it's already crashed and you're looking at it behind it. You're right.
Yeah, well, of course, my father was in the South Pacific in World War II. My mother believed everything Franklin Roosevelt said. She knew that Franklin Roosevelt was the savior of mankind, at least the savior of America, and he could do no wrong in her eyes. And no sense trying to convince her otherwise. She went to her grave believing that. She died just a month before her 100th birthday a couple of years ago. Anyway, If you want to start with the oils, like Leon and I use our oils every day, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the panel for doTERRA oils under products and do a little shopping. Choose the largest kit. That's KIT, Kilo India Tango, that you can buy without going into debt. If you feel so motivated that you feel like you want to go in debt, PayPal will allow you to pay off that debt in 6 months with no interest. That's a pretty good deal. And that's number one. Number two, buy two different editions of the same book, the fifth edition. And is the 14th edition out yet, or will it come out next month, Leon?
It'll come out next month. As a matter of fact, yesterday was the last day. I'm not sure if they extended it. But for people who can't or do not want to fly to or drive to Salt Lake City, the convention is coming up next week, and you can attend it online. There's two different prices. There's a virtual that has everything that we have, and you get a gift from the convention for $99, and there's also a $35 one. It's just a highlight. So you aren't getting all, it's only 5 hours instead of like the 15 hours, because it's a four-day event. So, and matter of fact, they've been working on this, and apparently they're going to be rolling out something about pet care, and specifically they've been working on it. They brought in vets and surgeons, and they want to actually have a pet care specific setup so people don't have to learn about everything else. Like with cats, they have a unique constitution, and most people say, I don't care about cats. The only reason why I like cats, they kill mice that kill the copperheads that are going to bite the kids and the dogs we have in animals. So, you know, kittens I think are wonderful. Some cats have some attitudes, but back to the convention, it is a phenomenal way of learning, and you can do it online. And you can always go there if you're local, but, you know, right now with everything coming down the pike in my eyes, I'm going to learn online, and I don't have the time. I'm still working my chickens right there. Yesterday I had 26 eggs, so with 125 chickens, they're all starting to go in. They're going to be in sync pretty soon. And I'm going to have tons of eggs that I'm going to have to get into my freeze dryer. And so that's my goal right now, to get on the ball.
Well, okay. I would wait to go ahead and get the 14th edition of the book, Modern Essentials, along with the 5th edition. Why two different editions of the same book, you may ask? Well, that's because the Food and Death Administration no longer allows us to say what needs to be said in these more up-to-date editions. So the 5th edition says things we're not allowed to say anymore. The new 14th edition, which comes out next month, will have all the latest oils in it. Last but not least, if you're in a hurry, you want to know which oils to get started with before you even get the books, give Leon a call. If you would like to start a home-based business, do you buy the oils for your family, neighbors, friends, co-workers, people to go to church with, give Leon a call. He'd be glad to help you get that start with a home-based business. And what's that telephone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
Roger that. 303-495-2188 Mountain Time. Leave a message. If Leon's out hunting a wild raccoon, he will get back with you. Leon, our next caller is JP in Illinois. Good morning, JP.
Hello, friends. Good subjects today. I like your topics. I wanted to compliment John from Tennessee. He's got a lot of time on his hands, but he's pretty right on point on that. I've had some relatives like you, John, that fought in Patton's Army. Uncle Fran, he was a tank driver, drove a Sherman into the Big Red One out of Wisconsin, the 1st Armored Division. Didn't you have a relative, John, that was in Patton's Army?
Yeah,
my
dad's brother was a commander of a half track with Patton's 3rd Army, right?
Wow, yeah. You know, Fran would tell me I'd like to get human intelligence on these vets, and I love talking to them and hear their stories. But one thing I always remember him talking about was those Tiger tanks and how it was almost impossible to penetrate their armor. And they had to hit them with Artie. Luckily, get their tracks off. And he was astounded by the engineering. When he went inside of that Tiger, he was just blown away. You know, they had treadmills loading the 88 millimeters onto the loader. And it's pretty sophisticated. But he did confirm some things that John said. And I wanted to repeat that. Those death camps were real. When they went, and I heard this from another artillery fellow I interviewed, when they went to those camps, the guys were starving to death, and they were like sticks, and they couldn't feed them their MREs because the MREs would have literally killed them. So those, you know, anybody saying those camps didn't exist is just complete fiction. Also with FDR, I also confirmed from my reading that he was infected by polio, and he had a lot of polio problems, and his... he put his doctor as a czar, like the head medical profession. And I think that's what kicked off all these vaccinations, was FDR, the polio. And we continue to do that to our enemies. The Nazis and the Japanese were fully vaxxed. Once we conquered them, we made sure to get everybody vaccinated and fluorinated. And that's just part of war, baby. That's how it works.
Okay, JP. Great call. We appreciate it. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leon, I don't know where this hour went. It just flew by, but that's a sign we're doing some good radio here. Oh, stand by with us, Leon, to do the Tuesday morning roundtable, one of the more fun segments we do. Jeff Nyquist will be with us. You here?
Yes. Yeah. Can I apologize? I wanted to say something. You know, and I wanted to be professional. I wasn't beating up another company when I was hearing about the thing. Oh, you can actually afford it. When I heard that, I was like, wow. So, you know, many companies out there have very good stuff. And what makes doTERRA unique is that we're the only company in the entire world that has two certified laboratories that are outside of doTERRA that do 17 different tests. And all those tests are available to the general public. All the other companies hide behind the governmental mentality of proprietary information or top secret or national security, DHS, BS. And you can also see it firsthand. So you can actually take a picture of the bottle and you know exactly. So I want to be professional, and I'm not trying to besmirch other companies. There are a lot of good ones out there. But what makes doTERRA unique is that if you're going to put something in your body, in your baby's body, in your livestock's body, you want to make sure that it has the best benefit, period, regardless of how much money. So that's what I wanted to say. And, yeah, okay, we are having our meeting Thursday. Remember?
That's right. What's our training going to be this week? We're at the John Moore Radio Show meetup this coming Thursday at the De Trapani restaurant in Rolla. Get together at 4:30 for dinner. Our informal discussion is from 6 to 7, and Leon takes over at 7 for training. What's the training going to be this week, sir, this month?
It's going to be another surprise. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
All right.
I'm going to ask them, what specifically do you want to get trained on? Because we've covered the most important ones. In the last 8 months or 7 months, and so now I'm going to let them decide what, they decided initially what order they wanted in, and I really want them to, and people who are coming to it, if they have the desire to train, it's not going to be just me. I'm always learning, and even though I went to the expo this weekend, they butchered 8 chickens in front of us, and I got to see a 1952 chicken pucker that was not OSHA approved. It was hilarious. And then there was even a 6-year-old boy that was doing the entire processing. And his father was walking around with the oak tree. And I said, is that an inoculated log? He said, yeah, he sure is. And so, I have 18 different species. I still haven't inoculated because I had expected people to be here to help me with that. But I'm going to have to do it on my own. But the chicken coop is more important than mushrooms. So. There's so many things I have going on. So what I'm saying is that I want to learn, and that's why I, drove 380 miles round trip to go take all these classes. And they had fencing there and high hoop tunnels and, those heat chambers or heat pumps that are outside of the house by Heatmore that you can heat the inside. And so there were a lot of things to address and food. And
everything.
It was a lot of fun.
It sounds like it was, Lynn. Hey, hold on, Lynn. We got the top of the hour break. We'll be back with the Tuesday morning roundtable.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.